For the last few weeks, Representative Mickey Sherrill's position on impeachment was simple. Impeachment could not be merely a partisan response to an unpopular president. It would have to be based on a grave offense by the president. Now it seems we have reached that point. In a statement Monday night, Sherrill indicated she would be amenable to impeaching Donald Trump. Referring to the president's apparent attempt to get a foreign government, Ukraine, to investigate Joe Biden, Sherrill said the following, "I think these accusations should be addressed with all of the tools at Congress' disposal, including articles of impeachment." Still, there was some ambiguity here. The Congresswoman buried the lead. Her statement began not with any talk of impeachment, but with the fact Sherrill began serving her country when she was 18 and entered the U.S. Naval Academy. It was there, she said, when she learned the highest ideals of duty, honor and loyalty. After raising the issue of impeachment, Sherrill's statement said, "I did not run for Congress to impeach the president." She said her main goal was, and is, to get rid of the salt cap, lower healthcare costs and get the Gateway Tunnel built. But her statement boldly points to another issue. "The President of the United States is threatening our national security. I believe it is my responsibility as a member of Congress to ensure that I protect our country from any and all threats, and that is what I intend to do." Throughout the August recess, Democratic members of Congress were pressed on the impeachment issue by some constituents at town hall meetings. Sherrill just gave them the answer they wanted. Let's see if other members of the delegation follow suit.